GOP Missouri Member of Congress and U.S. Senate candidate Todd Akin's recent comments about legitimate rape have served to highlight the Republican Party's stand against abortion, even if a woman becomes pregnant as a result of rape or incest. Presidential nominee Mitt Romney, who as governor of Massachusetts took a pro-choice position, has distanced himself from Akin's comments, saying he supports the right to abortion in those specific cases, while reiterating his newfound opposition to abortion in general. Meanwhile, his running mate, Wisconsin Representative Paul Ryan, has exactly the same extremist views as Akin, and the official Republican Party platform echoes those same positions. Romney, as the GOP's presidential nominee, has not spoken out in opposition to his party's platform, which supports a human life amendment to the U.S. Constitution that pro-choice activists maintain will criminalize abortions for any reason, outlaw many forms of contraception, in vitro fertilization, and treatment of pregnant women with life-threatening medical conditions. Between the Lines' Melinda Tuhus spoke with Nancy Keenan, outgoing president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. Both she and her organization have fought for 4 decades since the January 1973 Supreme Court Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion to protect women's reproductive rights. Here, Keenan describes the effect of what many view as the GOP's war on women and points out the hypocrisy of Romney and Ryan regarding Representative Akin's comments on rape and abortion.
They can try to distance themselves from the Republican platform, but Romney and now Ryan are leaders of that ticket. They are the architect, in essence, of the platform. And as we have been calling on Governor Romney to step away, basically he has failed to lead on this issue, stand up for women and step away from this extreme platform language. And he has failed to do that. So they can talk out of both sides of their mouth here. But the fact and the bottom line is that the Republican platform convention wants to outlaw abortion care in this country without any exception for rape or incest, and it is very, very extreme.
What's been the response of women to these latest statements from Republicans?
Well, I think there's outrage by women across the country, and it was not just in this most recent egregious comment by Mr. Akin, and then in addition to what Romney and Ryan stand for. This has been going on since 2010. And we predicted that after the 2010 elections, there would be this war on women, these attacks on reproductive rights. They talked about jobs, and then they immediately, both at the state level and the federal level, began to attack a woman's right to choose. And so this is just the continuation of the narrative about them wanting to deny women making a decision about themselves, and they want politicians to make the decisions and not women, their families, and their doctors. It's our job as NARAL Pro-Choice America to draw the contrast between a Mitt Romney president and a Barack Obama president. And Barack Obama has consistently stood with women. He has consistently made sure that their decision is theirs and theirs alone and not the government's. And so I think the race will come down to, quite honestly, women are going to make the difference in this race one way or another.
Nancy Keenan, have you seen an increase in concrete actions among those who support women's reproductive rights?
Absolutely. There has been an upsurge in our membership and an upsurge in women taking notice. And so the silver lining in all of these attacks has been that particularly younger women now realize that the personal is political. They understand now that they're serious about outlawing contraception here. They are serious about denying women their reproductive rights. And we saw it spontaneously combust. Governor McDonnell, who is in Virginia, and the debate around the transvaginal ultrasound, it required women to have an ultrasound prior to accessing abortion care, even though it was not medically necessary, nor did the doctor recommend it, and basically without any permission. And women spontaneously showed up at the Capitol to basically decry and to say to the governor, no, we are not going to have this kind of legislation passed. Now, sadly so, the GOP is in control there as the governor and the legislative body, and they did pass a mandatory ultrasound for women in Virginia. We have seen it across the country that women and men, let's be clear here, are outraged outraged at the kind of anti-choice legislation that we have seen at the state level and at the federal level. We've seen more anti-choice legislation here in Washington, D.C. at the congressional level than ever before. The numbers of pieces of legislation that we've seen this past year are just unbelievable.
Is there any move among women's rights organizations, you know, to work with other constituencies that also stand to lose under a Romney-Ryan administration?
There's always partnerships, and obviously in the choice community, we have very strong partnerships with our colleagues at Planned Parenthood and the other women's groups. But more broadly, again, I want to come back to the contrast. Whether it is in the gay rights movement, whether it is in the environmental movement, whether it is in the labor movement, we understand what is at stake in this election. We understand that a Mitt Romney presidency would take this country back, way back, on so many fronts. And that's why it's the job of all of us in the progressive movement to draw the contrast between what it looks like to continue to have a Barack Obama there who has stood up for women, who has stood up for workers, who has stood up for the environment and for gay rights, and somebody that wants to turn back the clock on Americans so that they can have basically the 1% has everything and the rest of America stands down.
That was Nancy Keenan, president of NARAL Pro-Choice America. Find links to more news and commentary on reproductive rights issues in this year's presidential election by visiting our Between the Lines website at btlonline.org.